the right wing of the Republican Party, its business allies, and Fox News unleashed a ferocious attack against the group. The attacks included allegations of voter fraud and videos claiming to show Ahern's staff all over the country were aiding and abetting prostitution.
In his book, John Atlas recounts the grassroots origins of Ahern and tries to explain the political assault which resulted in its demise.
For 40 years, Ahern built affordable housing, registered 1 million voters, raised workers' incomes by organizing unions and passing living wage ordinances in dozens of cities. They stopped predatory lending, they stopped foreclosures, making banks more accountable to the communities. They turned garbage-strewn lots into parks.
But why would Ahern's quiet success in helping poor people make it a main political target of the right?
You know, the right wing won't go after you if you're not making any difference. So you might say its effectiveness brought on the attacks. I would argue it might be America's most progressive, effective anti-poverty organization that came out of the 60s.
And is it a mystery, says John Atlas, that a media campaign which uses a fake video denouncing black and Latino Ahern employees as morally corrupt and causing them to unjustly be fired would come 3 weeks before an election?
Barack Obama was fighting with John Edwards and Hillary Clinton for Ahern's endorsement during the primaries. Ahern ended up endorsing Obama. Obama won the primary. He actually hired one of Ahern's affiliated get-out-the-vote operations in Ohio. So one of the ways that the Republicans decided to attack Obama was to defame Ahern and pin Ahern as this awful evil group to Obama's chest.
The surprise was how ill-prepared Ahern was to defend itself as mainstream media and the political class joined in to condemn it. Besides being divided at the top, Ahern was never a household name.
You could read a dozen articles, and each local reporter would characterize Ahern differently. One would say it's an activist group. Another would say it's a housing group. It's a poor people's group. It's a consumer group. They never took the time or think they had to have a national identity because they really didn't think anything like this would happen.
And now that Ahern has been exonerated by a federal judge, prosecutors in several states and 2 congressional investigations, media outlets and liberal politicians are strangely silent.
It wasn't even reported in the New York Times. Certainly the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal didn't report it. You would think the foundations, the Democratic Party politicians, Barack Obama would go out and embrace them again and say, we want to make sure you don't go down the tubes. But they didn't.
There is a lesson to be learned, says John Atlas.
Conservatives are wrong when they think that the only way you can help the poor is through charity and relying on the free market. That's just nonsense. Liberals are wrong when they think that the best thing is to have another government program. Ahern is a good example that the way you approach fighting poverty and reducing inequality is by helping the poor help themselves both individually and collectively. That's the most important public policy lesson that we all should be fighting for.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.